Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Now, we got an email into the show this week, and it said, "Hey, Dermot and Dave, my son has just finished fifth year and is 18 years old. He's looking for a summer job. He's applied for many entry-level jobs in the last month, and most he hears absolutely nothing from employers. It seems they're all looking for experience. How can people get experience if no one gives them a start? He has applied for shop assistants, waiting staff, petrol stations, etc. Nothing. He's not the only student I've heard of who are not receiving a break, and was from Sinead in Ashbourne. And it got us thinking of the old issue of getting experience in this working world when you have no experience at all. So we're joined this morning by career coach Ronan Kennedy. RonanKennedy.ie is the place to find him. How are you, Ronan?
How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I know this email is about a summer job and for someone looking for temporary work before they go on to bigger and better things. But I think it happens to everybody. A lot of the time we'd like to get into an area because that's where our passions or interests lie, but we don't have experience and then we can't get in there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it can be very frustrating if you're trying to start out in your career and you've no experience and you're getting a lot of rejections. I think we can all relate to that. I think the first thing to remember is that, everyone has to go through this stage and, to create that belief in yourself that it can be done because everyone else has had to do it. But really, what I would encourage your caller or your emailer to do is to focus on what you do have. Focus on your skills, your education, your, let's say, any specialist knowledge you have, like maybe you're passionate about social media or coffee or golf or football or whatever it is. And, you can tell them about your work ethic. Maybe you've done some volunteer work, or you've got volunteer experience in your local GAA club, or maybe you've helped out in a local charity doing some fundraising, or maybe you've even got some achievements. Maybe you've, you've been elected class captain, or you've become a leader in a local sports club, or whatever it may be.
And I think maybe that stuff would be great, Ronan, if the poor 18-year-old involved, the fifth year, had a chance to, get face-to-face with someone. But, I mean, it even seems like they're not even getting the chance to have a chat because of the lack of experience. And maybe there's just a lot of people kind of hovering around those kind of jobs that this fifth year is applying for. And, is there maybe some more imagination needed in terms of what the actual kind of part-time summer job could be?
Definitely if you're not getting any FaceTime, it is really tough. So in that case, obviously, and it hasn't been a great year for getting FaceTime with COVID and everything, but what I would encourage people to do is reach out to their network. So think of, friends, family members, people in the local sports club or the local social club, and ask them if they know anyone who could who can help out the person getting a job. It is often the most effective way. But one of the problems people have is when you're asking them, you're encouraging them to reach out to their network, they, often we don't really want to ask somebody else for a bit of help. But on the other hand, if you ask the people, would you help somebody if they were looking for a job? They'd say, absolutely, I'd love to help someone. Because, everyone wants to help someone who they feel is going to represent them well. So really, if you give them a chance to help you, you're going to make them look good and you look good. And then the other problem people have in reaching out to their network is they often say, but I don't know anyone who's relevant. And maybe the immediate person you know isn't relevant. Let's say, you want to work in IT or you want to work in, or let's say you want to work in a local a bar and you only know people who work in IT or people who work in plumbing. But often they know people who could help you get a job. So they're husband or their wife or their friend or their colleague could help you.
Certainly all my summer jobs growing up, and even when I did full time for a while in the petrol station, was all because it was exactly that. It was the network. It was people knew people. Someone knew somebody who was looking for a lad who'd, my first job was counting cars on a roundabout in Dublin Airport. So literally sitting out there with a clicker going, one, two.
That's not a job.
So that was the best job ever. Outdoors, fresh air, sunshine. But you're right. I think, exploiting the network that you have around you has to be a way of doing it.
What about CVs, Ronan? Maybe this young chap has either got the wrong type of CV, maybe he's got too little or too much on it.
So I suppose that, if you can get feedback on your CV from the people you've sent it into, great. But often, if you're a young person, you don't get that sort of feedback. But getting it from, your family or your friends can be useful. If you want to stand out with a CV and maybe you don't have a huge amount to put onto it because you're just starting, a nice idea is to create a graphic CV. So I mean a CV that's kind of got, some icons on it and some colors. It's more than just the basic black and white CV. And you can do this very, very simply and it's free online at the moment. So that's a good way of actually demonstrating some IT skills before you even get to meet somebody, so they can, you know, see that your CV is impressive. And if there's 100 black and white CVs that are kind of all the same, and there's one or two colorful CVs, well, you're going to stand out straight away, you know. And if you've got a little headshot on there as well, that looks smart, that's going to give a good impression too.
And now, I suppose we're assuming that this, you know, 18-year-old, 50-year is mad to do work and mad to have a summer job and is going to be a very conscientious employee. There's some text coming in. One from Mike says, I can't find people to work. The younger generation don't want to do certain jobs. Another one says, part of the problem with some not getting summer jobs is a lot of them are bone idle, useless. I've had a few where I work and they spend more time on their phone. And if you said anything, then you're the problem. So maybe maybe there's a bit of a two-sided thing happening here.
Yeah, there's two sides to each coin. I think they're good points. You always have to listen to your boss. I think that's what you learn pretty early on in your career. So, like, you know, showing up with a good attitude, you know, making sure that you're easy to work with, you come to work positive and that you're adaptable and that you're doing your best to learn as quickly as possible. I think that's really, really important. A lot of employers, a lot of managers will tell you that, you know, attitude is the most important thing, because once you have a good attitude, you can train everything else. So
I think that the one phrase they should all take is put the phone away. If you do that much, you're already 85% of the way there.
Should you ever lie on a CV, Ron?
No, I think it's always best to be as honest and accurate as possible. But the thing is, most people don't really highlight all of the value that they can bring. And I think that's where people fall down. So sometimes they feel that, oh, you know, you have to lie to actually get anything. Well, I think really just, you know, expanding, your profile and talking about all the value you can bring in terms of your skills, your abilities, your mindset, your attitude, any specialist knowledge you have. I think that's really the best way to go about it. But no, I wouldn't, because you get caught out, and that's not going to be a pleasant moment.
No, I think enhancing your skills and trying to make them apply to the new environment, you know, is a good piece of advice. I remember when I went in to get my first job in radio at our old station, 98FM, and I went in to look for a job as a newsreader with no experience, no idea, no concept of current affairs, nothing. I could just do a really good impression of a newsreader. And I remember saying to the head of news at the time, a lovely man called John Keogh, still works in this building, and he was saying, so what kind of experience have you got? And I said, because I had just come from working in film, and I said, well, I can organize hundreds of extras. And you know, for an entire shot, well, with explosives going off and everything, you know, I'm the guy who oversees that whole thing, and I will always respect him for managing to maintain a straight face. But he was struggling to do it, but I remember as it was coming out of my mouth, I was thinking, there's no way I'm going to get this job, but I got the job and I'm still working radio, so it pays to try and make your experience fit.
Yeah, to some extent. How did you get in the first place?
I started working in radio for free in a small community radio station, and then I sent in a little demo, and that kind of got me started.
Yeah, then he met me, and everything changed.
It was downhill from there. Can you talk to us about people going back to work after COVID, and maybe they've been laid off? There's a lot of people in a situation without work at the moment, are in very different work situations, and they'd like to improve their current positions. What advice would you have for those people?
Yeah, so I suppose updating your CV is a good place to start. So, you know, I encourage people to create a professional profile that outlines their skills, experience, achievements, abilities and soft skills and so on. And then really being able to, identify the roles you're looking for very clearly, so that you're not kind of spreading yourself too thin across the board. And then reach out to your network, apply for jobs online, and, you know, see if you can, get a promotion, or see if you can, you know, push yourself to learn some new skills and maybe do an online course or something like that in the meantime. Because if it takes you a little bit of time to get back into the workforce, you want to make sure that you're making the most of your time.
So a little bit of training, even if it doesn't seem like you're positive, it's the absolute training that you need. But at least it shows to a prospective employer that you've been learning, you've been active in learning and upskilling.
Exactly.
Should you be on LinkedIn?
Yeah, exactly. That you're trying to. Yeah, so, sorry?
Should you be on LinkedIn?
Yeah, absolutely. I think LinkedIn's you know, a really good platform to be on. It's very good for networking, for you know, having your profile online, your it's kind of like an electronic CV. That's the way I would think about it. But it's a great way for headhunters or recruiters to find your profile, to reach out to you based on the keyword searches. So, you know, if you have your LinkedIn profile up, to be able to, you know, write it very clearly and have all the right keywords in there so that recruiters and employers can find you based on what their requirements are, you know.
Okay. Someone says, morning, I remember in college applying for jobs and being told I had no experience. I got called for an interview for Tesco. Again, was told I had no experience. I was so fed up that I said to her, well, if no one takes me on, I'll never get experience. She hired me on the spot. So maybe just shouting at your interviewer is also a way to get hired.
Yeah, this is why Ronan Kennedy is a career coach and Dave Moore isn't. RonanKennedy.ie is the place to go. Thanks for chatting to us, Ronan.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye. Cheers, all the best.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.